In today's Mishnah, we learn the 4th and 5th Mishnah from the 3rd Perek Masechta Sanhedrin. And having yesterday discussed the certain actions that an individual might perform, so these are prohibitions that would invalidate them to be act as a witness or as a dayan or as a judge, this Mishnah now refers to the family relationships that would invalidate someone from acting in these capacities. So if the Torah actually says, loim to avot al banim, v'banim loim to al avot, that a father cannot die on account of his son, or and similarly the other way around. Chachamim understand here, how would one die on account of it? Well, that would be if one testified about the other. So that's how they understand the source of this psul. However, as we get to the conclusion in terms of how broad the scope is, there is a discussion in Shonim how much of that is actually biblical, is part of it Darabanan, but I'll leave that for our own further study. In any event, the scope goes to three levels, as Kati explains in his introduction. One is called Rishon to Rishon, that's like a direct relationship, so father-a-son relationship or two-brother relationship. The next is Rishon Besheni, that's first to second. What's that mean? The examples brought here is, for example, grandfather, grandchild, or an uncle and nephew. And there's also Sheni B'Sheni, so that would be, say, two first cousins. However, if you drop down any further, say Shlishi B'Shlishi, say this is like second cousins, that wouldn't be a problem. In any event, let's begin the Mishnah to see the examples the Mishnah provides for us. So these are Ve'ilohem Krovim, what is the some relationship would be invalid? One is Aviv, so one's father, Achiv, one's brother, Achi Aviv, so that would be the uncle, Ve'achi Imo, also an uncle, but uncle as a result of being a brother of his mother. Ubal Achoto, one important thing I forgot to mention, is that also relationships through marriage are also significant. What this means is that by way of a marriage, say a man marries a woman, those relationships on the wife's side that would be invalid in the context of this individual would be as if he took his wife's place. So it would be, for example, her father, etc., etc., all the examples. So let's continue now, where it says, Ubal Achoto, this is now the husband of his sister, Ubal Achot Aviv, so this is his auntie's husband, and simply Bal Achot Imo, which is also his auntie's husband, but this time it's his auntie by way of his mother as opposed to his father. Ubal Imo, this is his stepfather. V'chamiv, this is the father of his wife, so his father-in-law. V'giso, so Giso is Bal Achot Ishto. So what that means is it's his wife's sister's husband. That's how we understand Gis, according to Mishnah. Hen uvnehem v'chatnehem. Not only these individuals, also their sons and their sons-in-law, because by virtue of this rule that we said that a relationship by marriage is almost equivalent to the individual in question. V'chorgo levado. Chorig is, this refers to his wife's son, so stepson. When Mishnah says levado, that would refer to only he would be a pasul. However, his son, or his son-in-law of the stepson, that wouldn't be a problem. Am Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Zu Mishnat Rabbi Akiva. This is the teaching of Rabbi Akiva. Aval Mishnah Rishona, before Rabbi Akiva came along, it was restricted somewhat, meaning the scope was more narrow. That included Dodo, or Ben Dodo. So Dodo is his uncle and his cousin. The Kol Hara'ui L'Yorusha, and anyone by way of laws of Yerusha that was fitting to inherit. So this brings us back to all the laws of inheritance in the previous Masechta. What is the nafgamin? What's the difference between the Mishnah Shon and the Pinya Rebbe Akiva? So Kati makes it simple for us. He says that would be Bal Achot Imo. So Bal Achot Imo is his auntie's husband. Bal Imo is his stepfather. V'giso, as we explained, that was his wife's sister's husband. Those three individuals, since they're not connected to the person in question by way of laws of Nachala, according to Mishnah Rishona, that would be valid. According to Rebbe Akiva, he says, no, they're not. And Mishnah Kenitz, V'kol HaKarov Lo Bota Sha'a. Now, sometimes these relationships, they can be related momentarily, or for a short period, for example, in the case of divorce. But the Mishnah is saying is, what would make them invalid is if they were related either at the time where they saw the event, or if they were related when they presented their testimony. If haya karov v'nitrachak, if however they were related and then there was a divorce, for example, and they're no longer related. Another example is, Kati said, for example, it doesn't have to be a divorce. It could be, for example, his son-in-law and the daughter passed away. And the daughter passed away prior to this son-in-law witnessing the case in question. We'd say that would be kasher. So Rabbi Yehuda says, hey, you have to be careful in that particular case I just brought as an example. Afilu meta bito. Even if the daughter passes away, v'yesh lo banim, but he has grandchildren from his daughter, then hareze karov, then the son-in-law would still be considered related to make him invalid to act as a witness. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and Kati Sitalach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Let's now learn Mishnah Hei. It says, Aha ohev v'hasone, someone who is a good friend or an enemy, we can say they are also invalid to act as a judge or a witness, according to the first opinion we'll see in a minute. This is again the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, as it continues from the previous Mishnah. Ohev, what an ohev, zel shushvino. We refer to shushvinim, these are gifts and presents that are given, or if you like to assist, in the days of the chuppah. Interestingly, Bartanura says that they would only be invalid during the days of the chuppah. And so that would be an ohev, and a sone, what's considered an enemy halachically, kol shelo diber imo shloshim be'eva. This is someone, as a result of animosity or hatred, deliberately did not talk to another individual for 3 days, avoided talking to him. So that would be a sone. Amru lo, so Chacham respond to Rabbi Yehuda, no, lo nechshedu Yisrael al kach. That Am Yisrael are not suspected that by way of a feeling towards an individual, whether he hates the individual or considered has affection for the individual, he's not concerned to provide testimony. Importantly, we're talking about eidut, testimony falsely. In other words, Chachamim only disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, importantly, in the case of testimony. However, to act as a dayan, well, that's different. The Chachamim in that situation would agree that a ohev and a sona could not act as a judge in such a case, because it's very difficult to when someone's enemy is in front of him to actually find any positive sides to judge fairly, and same in the reverse. If he's got someone who's very close to him, he'll find it very difficult to see the case within a negative light. What's interesting also, Gemara points out, is that here we're not talking about relationship between the claimants and the dayan now. The next point is the Gemara says, this is even if the two dayanim sitting next to each other, presiding on the case, are sonim, meaning they hate one another, that also cannot act as dayanim. Why? Because it creates an environment of competition, and no matter what, they'll try to counter the other person, even if it doesn't make rational sense in the case. So therefore, they can't provide a balanced or sensible opinion, therefore, or ruling, I should say, and therefore, we would not be able to have two people hating each other to sit together as dayanim also on the same Beit Din. Those are Mishnah today.